Okay, here we go. The Ben and Maggie Show.
He's about to get crazy and wild. Stay for a while. Don't touch your radio dial.
The Ben and Maggie Show.
Kicking it back, sports talk. Listen to that and stay tuned for some giggles and laughs. Go.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Welcome to the Ben and Mikey Show.
It's not funny. That's not funny. That guy's not funny. What's his name?
Bob.
Bob Biden.
Uncle Bozy's nephew.
Yeah, the cannibal, the eating thing. You know, cannibal jokes are hard to come by. The funny ones, anyway. Like you say, two cannibals are sitting eating a clown, and one of them says, "Does this taste funny to you?" And then, what, Ben? What?
That's no. How dare you make a joke like
one
that?
One guy, cannibals, they're eating one, says the other goes, "You know, I hate my mother-in-law." So don't eat the vegetables. I mean, again, they're cannibal jokes. They're not meant to be funny. They're about death. And there's only the one song about cannibalism that I know.
Which one is it? Timothy.
By the Boys.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to say it right.
The Boys?
B-U-O-I-S. The Boys.
The Boys.
Yeah. They said, we'll call ourselves the Boys. And the other guy said, I don't know if that'll flow.
Where on earth did you go?
What do you want from me? It's early. We missed a podcast last week because of sickness. Everybody was sick except Ben.
I was
the first
sick.
Time.
Yeah, Ben. Good.
It wasn't Ben this
I avoided
time.
It.
But we're back here today, and it's the Planet Mikey podcast episode, Nobody Gives a Shit, brought to you by Pro Automotive.
If you've got trouble with your car, truck, or SUV, Pro Automotive is who to see.
Pro Automotive.
Now, just out of coincidental situation file here, I'm driving a courtesy car today. From Pro Automotive of Webster, Massachusetts.
Yep.
Because my car needs some attention. And, of course, I brought it into Pro Automotive. I think I broke a strut. You ever do that?
Yes, I've broken a strut.
Remember when Bob Seger wrote that song, Love to Watch Her Strut?
Yep, I remember
Well,
that.
He was a mechanic.
Bob Seger was.
Yeah, that song is about Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I had no idea.
The workout videos?
He was fond of her.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Bob Seger in the Silver Bullet Band loved to watch her strut. Well, I have a broken strut in my Grand Marquis. Now, I got rid of...
Wait a minute. You mean that beautiful black Grand Marquis?
Yeah. Well, you know what it's from? It's from the friggin' potholes in Worcester.
Oh.
Honest to God, it's a shithole. When it comes to potholes, it's the worst city to drive in the history of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
You think they don't have a budget to fix the potholes?
They suck.
Oh.
Worcester sucks, okay? Now, is there a nice section of Worcester? Yeah, a couple of WPI up around there, you know, near the museum. That's okay. Everything's
a ridiculously nice neighborhoods.
Yeah, they're nice.
But the roads are still
Bob Cousy lives in, and he's got a beautiful house, but it's not. Most of Worcester is a shithole, and I'm being honest.
How would Bob Cousy describe Worcester?
Well, it's terrible, actually. You know, as our basketball courts have so many potholes, you can't even do a turnaround jumper properly.
Okay.
Does that sound like him?
That's what I thought he would say, yeah.
I love Bob Cousy. He's the nicest man on earth.
Yep.
Honestly, the greatest guy.
Met him once. Nice man.
And I shouldn't even make fun of any slight speech impediment that he has, because he's a wonderful human being and a hero and a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
And a great American. So, there. I'm sorry, Bob, if you're listening. If you're listening. What are the chances Bob Cousy listens to this podcast?
Hi, I'm Bob Cousy. Whenever I get a chance, I listen to the Planet Mikey podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Cousy. You may know me from wrapping around your beer to keep it cold. I'm the greatest Cousy ever. All right, so now, anyway, back to the show. So Pro Automotive is going to fix my car because you got to have somebody that you trust to fix your car.
Is this the shop in Dudley?
Well, I go to the one in Webster, but there's three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Dudley and there's two Websters. Because they're busy.
And these are all ASE certified, trained?
Correct.
Yeah, technicians. Okay.
Great, great, dependable, honest people. And by the way, one of the main attractions for me is, I mean, this car's going to be in there for a day or two. They got to get parts for this. This is an older Grand Marquis. Yeah. But I love it, and we're going to treat it well. And the problem is getting parts sometimes. So I need struts for this. For this car, because of the damn potholes in Worcester.
Yeah.
So they have you a courtesy car, and it's a Kia, and it's nice. I drove it all the way here from my house. It rides beautifully, you know. It's It's only got 300 miles on it.
Oh, is it a new one? I guess it is, yeah.
Yeah. They got a bunch of... That's how they take care of the customer, though. You go in and you say, okay, I'm going to be inconvenienced without a car for the...
So
no,
you don't have to go through the
have
hassle of renting a car through Enterprise and then wait for them to come and all that crap?
Right.
Oh.
Professional. They make sure that you don't get inconvenienced any further than not having your own specific car by giving you a courtesy car that's brand new, that runs beautifully, and now you can do whatever you got to do and get back there and pick up your car.
Now, you being the guy that would never endorse any kind of a business unless you believed in them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's why I buy all my underpants at Victoria's Secret. No, seriously, though, they're great, and we love them. And I can't say enough nice about them because it's all true.
And that's Pro Automotive?
Pro Automotive.
If you've got trouble with your car, truck, or SUV, Pro Automotive is who to see.
Pro Automotive. And if you go to their website to book any kind of services for your car, which is the easy way to do it, proautomotivema.com, tell them Mikey sent you.
Will they get a special discount? Or
yeah,
a,
I'm sure, because that's the kind of people they are.
It's okay.
Several issues that are random. Do you mind if I bring them up and you guys comment on them? Because I know I really respect your opinions, both of you.
As long as it's not...
What's his name?
Is it political?
Pee-wee Herman.
Everybody's entitled to be an idiot.
Biden.
Thanks,
speaking of
Joe.
Biden.
Yep.
Okay, so he's got the ability and the power to give everybody free college.
Oh, isn't that nice?
But he doesn't have the power or the ability to do what Trump did and close the frickin' border, right?
Well, that's what he says.
Well,
of course he has the power.
Yeah. Executive actions. But he says, because he doesn't want to.
Correct.
And Mayorkas, his defense, his department of, what's it called?
It's a wonderful Greek island.
What?
Huh?
Mayorkas, near Spain?
Spain.
Is near Greece?
I'm thinking of a... You're thinking of Mallorca?
Mallorca, the beautiful...
Mayorkas.
Yeah.
So when Jackie Kennedy went on her honeymoon with Aristotle Onassis...
Yes.
You know, she was a little nervous,
yeah.
You know, because they hadn't really had sex yet.
Yeah.
And he takes off his pants and she backs up a couple of feet and he says, "Don't worry, Jackie. It's been in Greece for 62 years. She immediately thought better of her decision. So, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Biden. A fool. He's a fool.
Why is he a fool?
Well, that's one. I just gave you one reason. Because
Come on, man.
He can't control. Now, all this stuff is... It's being diffused by all the demonstrations that are going on. No one's talking about the border because we're talking about free Hamas, free Palestine. People that are pro-Hamas, don't they understand that everybody in the world knows that means they're pro-baby murders and rapes?
And here it is.
It's Hamas, for Christ's sake.
It's Passover. How insensitive can they be?
I can't adjust my volume on these headphones.
Really?
Which one number is it?
You're number four. Not the last knob, but the one right in front of
there it is.
Four.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
See, number four. You okay there, Mike?
See, when I used to run my own controls in the radio business, I was a disaster.
There we go.
I was a disaster.
Yeah. Why is that?
I used to start my show, go, "Welcome to the Dead Air Show." And I'd cue records on the air. I'd play them on the wrong speed. I remember I played Atlanta Rhythm Section. You know that song, Imaginary Lover?
Oh, yeah. You speed it up a little bit.
I sped it by the. I played it on the 45 instead of the turntables back then.
It sounded like Stevie Nicks.
It sounded just like her.
Yeah.
Imaginary Lover. It was like, I was like, holy shit, this is a better record as Stevie than it was for the Atlanta Rhythm Section. I got calls about that. Not from listeners, mostly my bosses. So anyway, Biden's a shithead and he's stupid and I'm never going to vote for him. You know, it's honestly. Anybody could run against him, and I would vote for that other person. Seriously.
But they don't want us to believe our own eyes and ears.
Gas prices are, have you noticed?
Yeah, $3.69 this
20
morning.
20 cents this week,
yeah.
They've gone up.
Just like that.
And has he refilled, Biden, has he refilled the strategic reserves yet?
No.
He did that, you know, he does all these little things to try to get votes. Like right now, he's basically kowtowing to the Muslims of Michigan and Minnesota to try to make sure he doesn't lose those two states by not being that critical of Hamas.
Yeah.
It's like, God almighty, has Biden ever been right about anything? Can you name one thing he's been right about, Ben? One. Mm. Just name one thing he did right ever in his career. Go ahead. I'll wait. Smitty, you'll wait with me, right?
I will. I'll do it.
See? No, you can't. And I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but it's impossible to do. I asked you to do the impossible.
Yeah.
I asked you to pole vault 50 feet in the air, and you know, no one has a pole like
that. Can't do that.
You know, who's got a pole that long?
No.
Anyway, okay, so enough about politics for the moment.
Thank God.
Good.
Jesus.
I mean, I got to say the obvious, you know, this is, and then never mind the trial bullshit that's going on. It's so stupid.
Of course it is.
You know, okay, let's figure out if hush money was paid to a porn star so the story wouldn't come out, and that's affecting the election. Well, give me a break. It's Donald Trump. You think anyone didn't know that Donald Trump might have banged a porn? Just skip past that and get to the crime in the streets and the murders and the people pushing people in front of subways. It's New York.
How dare you?
Stop farting in court.
That's right.
The reports are so dumb.
He's farting and the smell is so bad. I'm like, what is this?
How do you know it's him?
What are we doing?
How do you know? I mean, like Eric Swalwell, it doesn't fart when he's on national TV.
So
or
dumb.
Whoopi Goldberg doesn't fart while she's doing The View. They should change the name to The Pew.
The Pew.
Yeah. You know what the difference is between Whoopi Goldberg and a bowling ball?
Oh, God.
What?
You can eat a bowling ball?
You could eat the bowling ball if you had to. Now, let me tell you a little story about Chris Russell.
That story.
He's a friend of mine from Avon Old Farms. You know, I've mentioned a few of these guys. Weasel, my former bodyguard, who's still a dear friend of mine, lives in Texas. He's got arms that's bigger than your head. And then Peckerhead Coy lives up in New Hampshire. These are all my friends from my 1 year before I got kicked out of Avon Old Farms. But I've never told you the story of crazy Chris Russell. Now, his parents were rich enough, so he didn't care what he did damage-wise to anything ever, including the mom's beautiful station.
How rich are we talking?
Yeah, you know, rich enough to not care.
Like millionaires back in the 60s?
He'd take his parents' credit card, and we'd go out and go to the record store and buy albums. Then we'd go to the next store and buy clothes, and he'd just buy them for everybody. He didn't care. He was great. He was also nuts. That's thus the moniker Crazy Chris Russell.
Okay.
Now, poor Crazy Chris has passed away. Now, I think he had MS, but I hadn't seen him in years and years and years. But at Avon Old Farms, this guy, you'd be sitting in your room studying or supposedly studying, and all of a sudden, you'd hear, do up the stairs. Door would open, slam. He'd come in, go in your closet, slam the door, and he'd be in your closet without saying a word. And you say, okay, I wonder what he did now. And then a teacher would show up about 4 minutes later and say, is Russell in there? Looking for Crazy Chris. No, he's not. You know, you'd lie. And they'd want him because he threw scissors out of a second floor window at a teacher.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, he was nuts. He'd come in to do the same thing. The door would slam and you'd hear clang, 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 clang. He'd throw fire extinguishers off the roof of the dorms. He was a total freak. Very big Eric Clapton fan, but Crazy Chris, no longer with us. I want to also mention Doug Firth. We used to call him Yo-Yo.
Doug Firth.
Firth. Yeah. Now, he had a speech. He was F-I-R-T-H.
Yeah.
He's still alive, so if he's listening, God bless him.
God bless him.
We used to steal, not steal, but grab alcohol. You know, we were 17. You know, we'd bring it into the building, drink it. So Yo-Yo Firth drank a bunch of beers, and he was so sick that he got a combination of the pukes and the shits at the same time. And so he, you know, ran into the bathroom, and it was like he was throwing up, sitting on the, he was trying to, because he had diarrhea, and he's sitting on the toilet. He's trying to do the diarrhea thing, which is messy, and he's throwing up between his legs because he's throwing up and has diarrhea at the same time. So, all of a sudden,
go ahead.
You hear, can somebody bring me a bucket? poor Yo-Yo. And no one wanted to go in there because the whole room, you can imagine how it smelled. This was a 10-stall bathroom in a dormitory. No one would go in there. Peckerhead Coy finally he held his nose, grabbed the bucket, ran in there, threw it over the top of the stall to Yo-Yo. And then ran out of there because nobody, honestly, it was gag-a-rama. If you went in there, you would throw up just from smelling the smell. What's that?
Nothing.
What were you playing?
Nothing. Not a thing. Nothing. Pay no attention.
What was that for?
I thought I had the sound effect of...
Of puke?
Of him in the room, yeah.
Hey, ask me that Whoopi Goldberg bowling ball.
Yeah, what? It's different stream. What are you doing, Whoopi Goldberg in a bowling ball?
You can fit way more than three fingers in Whoopi Goldberg.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Sorry. Give me another 20 minutes. I'll come up with another joke.
You know, you do any more bowling jokes, I'm telling you, I'm going to split.
Oh, here we go. Stay in your lane, Mike.
Ooh. That was a pretty good one.
Thanks very
but
much.
But spare me.
Yeah.
In fact, strike that last
Don't put comment. The show in the gutter.
All right. Now, so I talked about two friends from Avon Old Farms, and boy, I depicted them in a very, very positive way.
You did.
Yes.
Yeah, you had Crazy Chris Russell throwing fire extinguishers at people, and you had Yo-Yo Firth puking and shitting at the same time.
You never told us how we got the name Yo-Yo.
It was just because he was like a yo-yo. It was just a nickname. Hmm. Yeah. It's like kind of like Yogi Berra. They said to Yogi, why they call you Yogi? He says, it's my nickname. He always had the right answer. Okay. I was thinking about this the other day. I think once in a while I think about stuff.
Yeah.
I was thinking about odd famous people that I've met that you'd never really want to meet or necessarily want to meet for whatever reason, and how they affected me when I first met them. You know, first impressions can mean a lot.
So, I mean, were you like starstruck?
No.
No.
I'm in Vegas watching I think it was a Manny Pacquiao fight, and all of a sudden, 5 feet away from me at the will call window for the press passes, was Frank Luntz.
Frank, the pollster.
The pollster with the awful rug.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Who?
Frank, you don't know who Frank Luntz is?
No.
Bearded guy with they always call on him when he's a pollster. Do you watch MSNBC?
He's Kevin McCarthy's roommate.
Do you watch Fox News?
No.
Do you watch CNN?
No.
Well, then no wonder you don't know who Frank Luntz is. In fact, we took a poll and you don't know shit.
Yes.
Anyway. I'm looking at him, and the whole time I'm talking to him, and he's not that tall, you know, he's kind of a little overweight.
A little chubby, yeah.
With this awful, and I'm thinking, instead of being starstruck and saying, oh, this is Frank Luntz, that's a great, respected pollster, I'm thinking, holy shit, who told him that hairpiece looks good? Because it looked awful, and I kept staring at it. Plus, he was a little arrogant to the people behind the counter.
Of course. Did you say anything to him, though?
I said, you know, your hair has got to go.
Oh. No, I didn't say that. What day is your birthday?
February 19.
What day is yours?
February 23rd.
It's a little late for that.
You share a birthday with Frank Luntz.
I do?
Yeah.
Wow. You do?
That explains it.
And Elston Howard.
That's, wow.
Okay, now, these are famous people that I've met just randomly that I didn't go out of my way to meet them. Mika Brzezinski.
Mika, oh yeah.
Now, I got more to say about her coming up here, but she was, you know, I can't stomach her on the air.
Yeah.
But when I met her at Fenway, she was very polite and very nice and bubbly. And
you have to say she's a nice person.
Because she used to work at Channel 3. So I said, oh, you're yeah, oh, yeah. And I thought, okay, well, she's not as bad as I thought. But then every time I watch her on TV, she's awful.
Yeah.
She's terrible.
It's because of Joe's influence.
Joe's a jerk. Yeah. I'll talk about them in a few minutes. I got a lot to say about those people. Oh boy. I tell you, don't just hold me back on this, okay? I did a... I was at the head table in 1993, right after Robert Kraft bought the Patriots.
Yep.
New England Cable News had me at a convention. It was a cable thing. It was a cable convention speaking engagement, and the three keynote speakers were Robert Kraft, the new owner of the Patriots, mm-hmm. me, the sports anchor at NECN, and Fox 25, and Linda Ellerbee.
Oh.
Do you know who she is?
Sure.
Do you know who she is?
No.
She did the kid... What was
Excuse
the kids
me?
Channel? The kids channel where she did the news.
What did she say? That's the way it is. What was her? She had a phrase that she used.
Yeah, she was very nice.
Yep.
She had the glasses.
She's
you know,
smart girl.
Very smart. Yep. But what an odd threesome. You know, Bob Kraft.
You had a threesome with them?
Me. Yep. I'm not sure Linda Ellerbee would be interested, but
that's the title of this episode. Mikey has a threesome with Linda Ellerbee and right. Bob Kraft.
Right. Anyway, you know, I mean, she's probably the most famous news anchor woman I've ever met, except for Gayle King.
She was the coolest at the time.
She was very cool.
Yep.
And she was very nice, too. So But I'm at this head table going, what am I doing here? I don't belong on this table.
Well, there you were.
I had no credibility.
She was married a lot.
Did you have to sleep?
Linda Ellerbe?
Yeah. You want to guess how many husbands she had?
How many?
Five.
Hey. Whoa. She's a regular Elizabeth Taylor.
Did you have to speak at this event?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I don't remember. Oh. I was back then, I was, you know, drug addled.
Before or after the threesome?
You're a sick bastard. You know that, right? Yeah, okay, random too. People that you meet and you don't know what to say. I'm out in front of WHCN in Hartford, a radio station where I worked. And I'm smoking a cigarette or something. I'm out there, you know. I don't think they allowed smoking in the building. So I'm on the front lawn and this guy walks up, he's got a red silk jacket and a cowboy hat on, and in the back of his jacket it says, Texas Rodeo. So he comes walking up, he goes, is Dan here? Dan was the program director. I go, yeah, you with the rodeo? He goes, no, I'm with the Marshall Tucker Band.
Oh, hey.
It's Toy Caldwell I'm talking to.
Oh, he's great.
I didn't recognize him. I'm just like, you know, I thought he was the rodeo because it said it on his jacket. He didn't say, what are you, an asshole? You don't know who I am and you work for an album rock station? Mm-hmm. Martha Reeves.
Of the Vandellas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She came to Rock 102 to record a promo for some concert thing she was doing. And I didn't know who she was. Yeah. You know, and then somebody goes, this is Martha Reeves. I said, oh, geez, I feel like, you know, you feel like a jerk when you don't recognize somebody you should.
Yeah.
The lady who played Ellen on The Waltons. I can't think of her name now. Shit.
I can't think of her name.
Oh, I'm going to grab it for you.
Yeah, okay.
What'd you say to her?
She walked into the Dairy Queen I owned in 1983.
Really?
Yeah. And I said to her, you know, you look so familiar. I said, did you go to Manchester High School?
Mary Ellen?
Mary Ellen. She played Mary, yeah.
Judy Norton.
Yeah, that's her. She was in Playboy eventually, right? Yeah. She did a Playboy spread.
Wow.
So she, and, you know, and then I look, I say, did you go to, she goes, no, well, I was on TV. I said, oh, yeah, what were you on? I'm totally stupid. She goes, The Waltons. I'm like, oh, shit. All of a sudden it dawned on me. I said, oh, my God, you're Mary Ellen. So I gave her a super big cone.
Say, yeah, I'd give her a free one.
Bet
yeah.
you did.
A special curl on the end. Anyway, she was very nice. She was a little overweight. I said, you're going to stay off the Dairy Queen stuff. You're going to get bigger and fatter there, Mary Ellen. And then no one will put you in their magazine, never mind Playboy.
Mm. You sure told her.
I did.
Who else have you met there,
Angie
Mike?
Everhart.
Angie? Who's that?
Oh, she was a Playboy. Speaking of Playboy centerfolds, I got two Playboy centerfolds. Three now if you count Mary Ellen.
Wow.
Excuse me. Angie Everhart. Do you know who she is?
Yeah.
Did you find
super hot redhead?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
She came to WNEW. She was hot. She signed my arm with a Sharpie. And I was like, oh, look at her. I was single. I was like, oh, Angie Everhart. She's beautiful. And she was absolutely gorgeous. And then the other centerfold that, you know, these are people that were nude in Playboy.
Yeah.
I had lunch with this one, Lisa Guerrero. Remember her?
I do.
Sideline reporter?
Uh-huh.
She was nude in Playboy. She wasn't nude when we went to lunch, though, so I was able to, you know, concentrate on the food at the Galleria.
What did you order?
I don't remember. I was with a centerfold. What am I going to concentrate on the food?
True. I think she may or may not have... Never mind.
You were about to say something that lacked taste.
I'll just leave it. Leave it alone.
You know, I think we can do an hour tonight.
You think?
How long have we done so far?
Too long.
Seriously.
23 minutes.
That's one-third of 69.
Whoever's been listening to this podcast.
All right, so you want to agree? Half an hour?
Half an hour.
Shut up.
Yep.
7 minutes to go.
I'll pay you more.
Wrap it up,
Mike. Okay, pay you extra.
Oh, jeez.
So Paul Schaefer.
Oh.
Met. This is a very weird story. Yeah. Howard Green and I are at New Orleans for the 1997 Super Bowl. We're in the streets drinking. Like everybody else. And all of a sudden, 4 feet away from us is Paul Schaefer.
Mm-hmm.
So Howard goes, oh, hey, Paul, you know, how you doing? And Paul Shaffer literally looked at him for 2 seconds and then ran away. It wasn't really a run, but it was a really fast walk, like, ah, get me out of here. And he disappeared into the crowd because he was like, he was freaked out by somebody saying hello to him. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Yeah, he's a musical genius, but he's really kind of strange that way.
Do you know him?
I've met him a couple of times.
Okay, yeah. Did he run away when you met him?
No. Okay. He was very nice, but you could tell he's a little bit standoffish, a little shy.
Does he look like a penis in real life, too?
Well, let me see. Yes.
And there's two people that are news anchors that I met and knew after the fact that I respected very much, but Tom Ellis.
Oh, good evening, everybody.
Well, I'm Tom Ellis. This guy was a classic anchorman.
Yep.
So the story is he's in NECN's conference room putting on rollerblades in between newscasts. And he's probably 76 years old at the time. Yep. Maybe. I don't know. He's in great shape.
6'2".
And he had the Texas. He was a Texas Longhorn, you know. I think he was TCU. He's a football player. So he's asked, Tom, where are you going rollerblading? Yeah. Well, yes. Where are your elbow pads, knee pads? Well, you know, pads are for pussies. Just like that.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy was a tough guy. What a great anchor man.
He was.
And a nice guy. He was always very, very nice to me.
We had lunch once over at Channel 7, and he was telling me how to say Logan International Airport.
Yes.
International.
He was so precise and really, really good at that, I guess, traditional anchor gig, you know. And that's a special art form.
Warm and friendly guy. And his wife was really beautiful. I've forgotten her name, but she was really
She was an animal rights lady, and she went to a party. This is a true story I heard from someone who was there.
Yeah.
She went to a party down at the Cape, and it was a lobster fest party. They were boiling lobsters, like, by, you know, dozens of them for the guests. And she was going and getting the live lobsters and putting them back in the ocean.
Water. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a $23 lobster you just put back in the ocean. Anyway, so I mentioned Mika and Joe. I have a little problem with MSNBC they have a lack of credibility, in my view.
Why is that, Mike? What is it?
We know Fox is way to the right, or definitely leans hard to the right. We know that CNN and MSNBC lean hard to the left, right?
Yeah.
But MSNBC doesn't even make an attempt to be a legitimate news reporting organization.
What triggered this response?
Well, if you watch them for 10 minutes, you want to throw up with the way they just, you know, anything Biden says is, well, and the president says that this is, you know, and then if Trump says it, you know, they just roll their eyes and it's like, oh, because he's a stupid moron and Biden's a freaking genius, even though he's senile. So it's not just that, though, that makes them unwatchable. It's when you know a little bit about the people that they put on the air, the personalities. Like we said, Mika. Okay, now Mika, you know, comes from Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Yep.
Was her dad. And he was under the Clinton and Jimmy Carter administrations, was a foreign policy advisor. At least she has that credibility. But she's been married 3 times. Joe's been married. Mika's his third wife, and she and Joe cheated on their respective husbands and children with each other because they were partners. Now it's morning Joe. I call it morning joke, morning blow. It sucks because Joe, who used to be a Republican, supposedly, has gone off the deep end. He's like Olbermann. he's gotten to be like Keith Olbermann, where you can just see the frothing at the mouth and the crazed, you know, attitude it has, and it's all vindictive hate toward Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That's what all of it is.
I always wonder, what is it they don't like about Donald Trump? Was it the energy independence? Was it the full employment? Was it the raging stock market?
Was it the border closed?
Was it peace in the Middle East?
Something.
Yeah, what the hell was it? I wonder what it was that he did that was so bad.
Well, and Joe, you know, Joe had the incident where one of his staff members died in his office when there was nobody there at night, and, you know, and they said, oh, he didn't murder her, you know, and okay, well, you know, we don't know. But, you know, when you start to become accusatory, like they are every step of the way, every day of the week with Trump or anybody who's a Republican, then you got to at least throw it out there and say, well, it was unknown how she died. You know, but it doesn't matter. I don't care. I'm well over that with Joe. He's gone down the Keith Olbermann crazy street.
He looks like Dilbert.
He does. The hair.
Yeah.
Yes, the hair.
Why do you watch him?
Because I hate him.
You know who was nuts? Like like Keith Olbermann, Michael Rapaport.
Yes.
You know the actor?
Yeah.
He went on this rant a while back. It was just great. Spitting at the mouth and everything. He hated Trump. Suddenly something has happened to him. I don't know if he's been red-pilled. But suddenly he's thinking, well, you know, maybe I was a little bit wrong.
Right.
But
it's because it's a linear choice, and he realized the second choice is so awful.
He used to be so much fun to watch when he was going crazy.
Yeah.
It was like an Olbermann thing, but Olbermann's hopeless.
He is, and he's pathetic. But the morning show, you know, you got Mike Barnicle, you know, who I know, and I don't have a problem with him, but Al Sharpton's on that show. Now, Al Sharpton, okay, let's just talk about that charlatan for a second. Al Sharpton, listen to these little stats. I called a couple of stats.
Really?
April 23rd, 2009, Al Sharpton is fined $285,000 by the FEC, alleging he received hundreds of thousands of dollars in private funds. Hmm. Now, at the time, he had a campaign going. He was going to try to run for office or something. It's later found that his NAN, National Action Network, gave hundreds of thousands of dollars toward his campaign that should have been covered by his election committee. Well, we're talking about right now the money that was supposedly paid to a porn star, which, by the way, is an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, yeah, which are legal, but hundreds of thousands of dollars. But does anyone ever mention this about Al Sharpton? No, I just did.
Of course not. Democrat.
He then, of course, he goes on the campaign. He's always there at the funerals to do the eulogies for somebody who he feels was, you know, killed inappropriately. Michael Brown, George Floyd, the whole thing. It's always the Al Sharpton show. And you can't have a funeral until Al Sharpton shows up to put his stamp of approval on why this particular black person died at the hands of, you know, the criminal white people. I don't understand it. But that's his thing. That's his gig. But in April 8th, 2014, about 10 years ago, Al Sharpton denies that he did anything wrong when he disclosed information about the mafia to the FBI in the 80s. Oh, well, I guess being a rat on your resume actually looks good. Mm. You have a good thing there. He's had a show on MSNBC since 2011 called Politics Nation, and it's the fucking worst show. Have you ever watched it?
The guy can't read a teleprompter.
He can't read a teleprompter. He can't make sense. He's always, again, you know exactly where he's coming from on every single opinion. And the final Al Sharpton note I have here is this. The New York Times on November 18th, 2014, reports that Sharpton and his for-profit companies owe more than $4.5 million in unpaid taxes. At a press conference, Sharpton disputes the report, stating that $4.5 million was the original figure he was ordered to pay back in 2006, 8 years earlier, but that he's been making regular payments since then, and the amount is now less.
Was he just paying the interest?
Can you imagine?
Or the fine, the penalty.
This is like, yeah. He and Hunter Biden should start their own financial advice group.
Nothing will happen. He's a Democrat.
They have Katie Tur, who I think is cute.
Yeah.
She's 40-something now, so I can say that. Mm-hmm. I think she's cute, but I think she's got, you know. Do you know that her dad was an award-winning photo journalist, a video videographer, yeah, I guess, and he won a lot of awards, and then he became a woman. He's now Zoe Tur, her father, and she didn't speak to him for 2 years. Mm. They had a falling out. He didn't fall out of the helicopter when he was doing the traffic reports, but they had a falling out. He and his daughter, Katie, this is inside MSNBC dirt here.
Yeah.
But her father, who's not doubt, when you change your gender to a woman and you're someone's father, do they have to start calling you mother or else they're inappropriate?
I don't know. Maybe because you don't want to misgender people. You know that you go to jail for that now.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, the only thing I can say bad about Katie Tur is that she dated from 2006 to 2009. She dated Keith Olbermann. Right? Does that make you a leftist?
Well, there you go.
Ali Velshi, he blocked me on Twitter.
Yeah.
He blocked me. I called him an egg-headed, you know, lying sack of shit or something on Twitter, and he blocked me.
How dare him?
No.
Son of a bitch.
My God.
He's like a carnival barker, isn't he? The other guy that's on that stage, Eamon. It's Eamon.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't watch MSNBC.
Well, and I'm telling not so. I can tell you why not to. He was on the Sharia. What's that network?
You watch it, so I don't have to.
Exactly. Then you got Rachel. you know, Rachel, of course, she's very, very smart, and she's a lesbian, and she's from Massachusetts, and what else can I say about her? She's wrong a lot.
It's so smug.
But she's definitely left of center. Yeah. Joy Reid, who's a racist.
Totally.
She hates anybody who's not black. Lawrence, the lantern-jawed, square-headed Dorchester native, Lawrence O'Donnell.
Stop the hammering.
That's him.
That's him, yeah.
Yeah. These are all people that they promote. Jonathan Capehart on the weekend, you know, the African Queen.
Now, you've watched an awful lot of this MSNBC.
I do.
No, see?
I want to be
you mad.
You know what? Here's the thing. I want to turn this podcast into a media critic podcast.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. But do only local media.
Then why are you watching MSNBC?
Well, I'm practicing.
Right? Okay.
So when I get a hold of Andy Gresh on this program, I can say all kinds of fun stuff.
God, jeez.
Simone Sanders, you've seen her?
Don't know who that is.
Okay, never mind then. Jen Psaki. Psaki?
Yeah, isn't she the former
circle back girl? Yeah. Now she thinks she's got press a show, secretary. So she's somebody.
Yeah, right, but the thing is, you know, I wonder if she's biased at all. She was like Obama's press secretary, right? Alicia Menendez. She's the daughter of Bob Menendez. Now in his second crop of allegations regarding stealing, basically, you know, defrauding and extortion and corruption.
Nothing will happen.
It's his second time through. Yeah. And his daughter's working at MSNBC. I wonder how she got that job. Anyway, and by the way, she's married, Alicia Menendez. She's married to the granddaughter of the former president of Cuba. Isn't that kind of a weird connection?
Jeez.
All right, so anyway, enough about that stuff.
Thank God.
But you don't watch MSNBC ever, Ben?
No.
So you call yourself a quasi-liberal?
I don't call myself that.
What do you call yourself?
Quasimodo.
I don't identify myself by political leanings.
I call myself big guy.
Hey, big guy.
You know, my favorite line from any Steve Martin movie was when he, you know, that part, all of me thing, when he was, Lily Tomlin was the voice of his inner sanctum.
Yes.
And he was... The best line in that movie was, he was standing at the urinal, and she's talking in his head while he's taking a leak. Lily Tomlin's voice, okay, pull out the little fireman, you know. And he says, Big Ed doesn't like when you call him the little fireman. Oh, I love Steve Martin. Anyway, so... I think I've done enough on things that make me angry, and I'm not even that angry, am I?
No.
I'm stating strictly facts here. Facts.
I'm concerned. I think he's gone crazy.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think he's finally lost it.
Watching MSNBC.
I've gone all Olbermann on you, except the other way. Yeah, Olbermann's really, he used to be psych,
He was always a douche.
Well, I know, but he had a prominent, respected opinion at one point when he's doing sports,
yes,
yeah. And then when he went to MSNBC, he became this psycho fuck. It's unbelievable.
That's because he got into that political environment, and all of a sudden all of his stuff came out.
I was celebrating on the 20th, 420, which was just a few days ago. What's the date today?
The 23rd.
So 3 days ago I was celebrating the 30th anniversary of my Mr. Sparkle car wash incident in Vernon, Connecticut at 2:30 in the morning on 4/20, 1994. I was 40. And I left my New England cable news job, drove home after, doing the stuff, and I got there around 2 in the morning, and I said, I'm going to vacuum my car because it's a mess. I pull into the car wash. I get the vacuum going. I got the quarters out. I'm putting them in the hoses, loud. Cleaning out my car with those powerful vacuums. And Officer Tim Murphy.
Tim.
Is that Tim Murphy name ring a bell?
Murph.
For us, it does.
Tim Murphy. Officer Tim Murphy pulls up and basically shines the flashlight in my car and busts me for possession of a small amount of marijuana.
How small?
I was a quarter of a bag, and I was like, it wasn't much. Anyway, it made all the papers I wasn't like a star or anything, but so when you work in a media outlet and something happens to you, they like to
travel like a grass fire.
Yeah, disc jockeys will do it on the morning shows. Oh, look at this, and it's in the papers. It was in the Globe, the Herald, and the Springfield Times Union and the Hartford Courant, the Manchester Journal Inquirer, and the Worcester Gazette, all the local papers, and USA Today, by the way. USA Today. I just hit it on a light news day, so my little stupid weed bust at 2:30 in the morning becomes like, oh, it's like number three in the rundown.
Did you lose your job as a result?
No. I volunteered. I said, you know what? I'll take a drug test. I don't know. You know, wasn't mine. Wasn't mine. And then they came to me 2 weeks later. He said, okay, when are you going to take this drug test? I said, you know what? My agent and I talked. We decided that I would take a drug test as soon as everybody else in the station is required to take one as well.
Oh, there you go.
So they just gave me a new contract for 3 years, and they just forgot about it.
Well, that means you must have been doing a good job. If you
well,
sucked,
we had ratings.
They would have thrown
see,
you
see, that's what ratings will do for you.
Yeah.
You don't get fired. So anyway, that was Vernon, Connecticut. It was like unbelievable episode, which changed the direction of my career because I think I could have been a national award-winning...
No.
Okay.
No.
I could have been. Weirder stuff
Regional.
Has happened. Weirder stuff has happened.
Award nominee.
So I post this on Twitter, and everybody's laughing. A lot of people didn't know. You know, nowadays, of course, it's legal.
Yeah.
So... And by the way, the charges were dropped. I don't have a police record.
Huh.
They dropped the charges because I had no prior offenses. Anyway, so this article lady sends me on Twitter from Vernon, Connecticut, which is where the Mr. Sparkle car wash was located.
Yeah.
Dateline, Vernon, Connecticut. A known shoplifter was caught not only stealing from a store in Vernon, but abandoning a child to do so. This Whoa. Is in Vernon, Connecticut. According to the arrest report... Officer on patrol at the Tri-City Plaza, not 500 feet from this Mr. Sparkle, noticed a vehicle known to be involved in area shoplifting instances enter the parking lot. They saw the driver enter the ShopRite store and later exit the entrance-only door. When questioned, the 30-year-old woman admitted not only to shoplifting, but leaving a child unattended in the car while doing so.
Oh, that's...
Put her in jail. Put her in jail. By the way, you ever notice that people mispronounce the word? If you say, okay, if you have an incident, that's one incident. If you have two, you have two incidents.
That's correct.
Incidences.
People say incidences
oh.
all the time, and it makes me sick.
Were
because
they from Canada?
I don't know, but what? Yeah, why do they do that? It's and we know better. Another thing that bothers me grammatically, wolves. Like when you have something ends in F and you have plural of them, that you make it into a V, like dwarves.
Yeah.
Instead of dwarfs.
Or roofs.
You don't say this. It's not dwarfs. It's dwarves.
Hooves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why do people completely screw that up?
Sheep.
So a cop pulls me over on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. I'm with my brother and I'm going too fast. And he pulls me over and he goes, "Hey, you slow." I said I was slow. I went cruise down that hill. I was trying to save gas. He goes, the cop says. Trooper Fox says, "I'm not interested in saving gas. I'm interested in saving lives." I go, "Okay, this guy's a brilliant lives."
Lives.
He goes, "That's right." I said, "Wow." I said, "You ever come across any guys that have knives on them?" You know, and I was breaking his balls. You know, he didn't get it. He didn't understand what I was doing there. But he let me go. I guess he must have been a nice guy.
Did he call you a smartass?
He didn't have any hooves. So I picked up this, I should play this. I don't know if I should play this. Should I play this over the
phone? Wait, what is it? What is it?
It's voice memo.
You'll need to unlock your iPhone.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, so.
That thing might as well just said, "You're old."
Do you know how to work that phone?
What I don't like is the.
Oh, wait, no, wait, hold on. That's not it. That's not it.
Was that me?
This is it.
Oh.
Ready? This is an actual, I recorded this while I was doing Lyft driving.
Okay.
Ready?
Driving in Worcester, I get a request for a Lyft ride for a woman named Ariola, A-R-I-O-L-A. So she, I want to make sure it was her, so when she gets to the car, I said, "Ariola?" She said, "Yes." I said, "I just want to make sure it's you. Can I see your nipples, please?"
Yeah.
It's a true story. Whew, what's the matter with you?
I love you.
Come on, what's
nope,
wrong
just,
with what I just
I
said?
I love you.
God. Damn, that was the funnest part of my Lyft driving day. And we didn't even play the jingle.
Don't play.
On the road again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
You know, how many minutes have we gone now so far?
74.
Seriously.
44 minutes.
So we're not going to do an hour.
No.
We're never going to get to do an hour here.
Ever.
But our podcast is usually, what, 40 to 40
42 minutes.
Eight?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there?
Yeah.
So now we're at how many?
44 minutes, 35 seconds.
Okay. So we have time for this because I've been on this huge Bob Dylan kick.
Really? Bob Zimmerman?
In my car.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love Bob Dylan. And one of my favorite Bob Dylan songs, I have Tangled Up in Blue, is like,
Tangled Up in Blue.
Love that song.
I agree. Yeah, that's a good one.
I love a lot of these, and I'm getting a further appreciation for some of his work based on like autobiographical situations and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked Joe and Jerry if they knew the song Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Huh.
And they both knew it.
Yeah.
And they both like it. I don't know. Peter, Paul, and Mary had a version of it. That's the one Joe Castiglione preferred.
Yeah.
But I asked him if he and Jerry would be willing to do the Bob Dylan version, and he said, yeah. So let's do it. Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. If you don't know by now.
And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It'll never do somehow.
When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone.
You're the reason that I'm traveling on you, but don't think twice, cause it's all right.
Got a little interlude here, Troop.
What do we talk about? Let's talk about that rooster that crows at the break of dawn, that son of a bitch. I hate him. It wakes me up.
It ain't no use turning on your light, babe. That light I never knowed.
And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road.
But I wish there was something, Troop, you could do or say to try to make me change my mind and stay.
We never did too much talking anyway, but don't think twice, it's all right. Another interlude, Joe.
A harmonica music for you, Troop. Mouth harp. So it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal. Like you never did before.
And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal. Cause I heard you're a fucking whore.
I'm thinking and I'm wondering, walking down the road, I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told.
I gave her my frog, but she wanted my toad.
Don't think twice, it's all right. Another interlude. Got any joints?
I quit that, Joe. So long, honey babe. Where I'm bound, I can't tell.
Goodbye is too good a word, babe. So I'll just say, can you believe it?
I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind.
You just kind of wasted all my fucking time, Troop.
Don't think twice. It's all right.